On the Outdoors, Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within the bunker. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Peanut, Matty G, the Vogler Vogler. Yes. What a beautiful morning. Thanks for riding through the break with us. Welcome those that are just joining us here. Yet another beautiful Saturday morning. Hard to believe, Vogler Vogler, we're already back in here. We just did this.
We did.
You got a quick announcement before we go to our guest?
Official Lincoln County, Missouri. Troy, Missouri law enforcement investigated and confirmed the sighting of Momo.
It's like that blue man, area. Bigfoot, or?
Pardon me?
Is that like the blue man and Bigfoot? And
Bigfoot,
all that?
Yeah. A footprint measuring 22 inches long and a pile of fresh scats.
That sounds like my brother-in-law.
Poop contained berries and small pieces of bone. Citizens urge to keep
children and pets
indoors. Law enforcement is urging citizens to contact them immediately if any sightings occur.
That's your news item? Okay,
yeah.
Give me one
Momo.
More. Okay, give me one more.
August issue? No.
Did you...
explore the outdoors.
Is that from unknown sources or something like that?
I think it was unknown sources.
Okay.
It was at the tavern.
You're telling children and people stay indoors. Okay, all right.
Explore the Outdoors, Columbia, Missouri, August 12th, next weekend, 2017.
Stop a minute.
Join the Conservation Federation of Log Boat Brewing Company in August 12th at 5 o'clock until the music stops. Enjoy live music, food, games, raffles, ice cold beer. And no registration required. Portion of the food and beer sales will support
that's the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Yeah.
They got some great events. And our guest we have in the studio with us, Brandon Butler, highly recommended this young man. And I don't think he was too sure when he first came in if he really wanted to be here. But I think the sandwich calmed it down, don't you, Matty G? You think the sandwich helped?
They have that effect on me. I mean,
we got a book here, "Capture the Wild and Wonderful of Missouri." I mean, this is just a beautiful book. And Matt Miles is here with us. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Really cool, great book, a picture book. And I mean, obviously, you've been doing this a while. Tell us a little bit about your book and about some of your history of how you captured all this cool stuff.
Sure. Well, the book was probably the makings of about 20 years worth of photographs. And so as an avid outdoorsman all of my life, that's all I can remember is wanting to be out there. So hunting and fishing, and as so many outdoorsmen, when they spend the time out there, they see different things and say, wow, you know, I wished I had a camera. And so finally I had one of those moments that I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm getting a camera. That was started it.
Okay. You got to have an eye for this. People don't understand. A lot of people have cameras, but to capture some really cool stuff, it takes a skill set that's hard to explain. Sometimes I think it's just the individual, don't you?
Well, that's true, probably. I mean, I'm not the best photographer out there by any stretch, but one thing that I have had the affinity to be able to do is to get close to animals, to get close to wildlife.
Right.
And so, you know, yeah, it's nice to be able to take landscapes and close-ups of flowers and birds.
But
the mammals is what really gets my blood going.
Absolutely. And so that leaves the Vogler Vogler out, because he's saying getting close to animals. That's never going to happen with him. So he's not going to be a photographer, obviously. Did you start back in the old days with the old Kodachrome slides, 64 slides and things like that, like we all did?
I did, yeah. I started with the Kodachrome and Fuji Velvia.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a handful of images that were converted, of course.
Right.
Digitized so that there's a few of those, but most of it was probably taken in the last 6 or 7 years,
okay.
Really.
You know, what a difference the way we used to have to do that to shoot photos like that with the slides and then send them into the magazine, and stuff didn't come out to 6 to 8 months to a year later. Different world now, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, you'd have those opportunities, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and you wouldn't know if you really had a good capture or not.
Right.
You know, and you'd, you know, if I was lucky, I'd get maybe one image out of a roll of film.
Yeah.
And so now you're just shoot away with
the and digital. and the quality of the equipment today compared to what we used to have, and the cameras. I mean, they're like foolproof. I mean, anybody can shoot good quality photos, but not everybody can capture those special shots, those special moments with wildlife and things like that. Even though things are different today and it's easier for people to do photography, you know, the things like what you're shooting and things we shoot for hunting and our camps and all the things we do is. You got to. It's different. You still got to have that skill to be able to capture those things.
A lot like hunting.
Yeah,
it is. You know, to be successful, or even fishing, you need to know your quarry.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
Really, really interesting. What is your favorite place that you've photographed? I know this is Missouri, but you've been to other places too, right?
I have. British Columbia stands out.
Beautiful. Yes.
You know, you can't compare that really for beauty. I mean, it's just at a whole different, you know, level. But yet. You know, I love getting out west, Montana, Wyoming.
Beautiful country.
So, but my own backyard, you know, I'm fortunate to have a real property, and so do a lot of my photography there, of course.
And there's lots of subject in Missouri. I mean, you know, I've shot photos in Africa and in Alaska and Hawaii, of course, you know, places I've been. But in New Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula, cool stuff. But when it comes back home in Missouri, we have so much to offer. So many things. You could do everything right here, as you did with your book. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we really do. We're blessed in this state for sure.
How much work did you have to put into this thing? You said 20 years of collection, and then you had to put this thing together. So
then the work began.
Right.
I mean, that was, you know, it's all fun. I'm enjoying immensely what I'm doing now and trying to get the book out there. But yet, you know, being out in the field, that was great. But the work of putting the book together was something I really didn't anticipate, not being, you know, professional at this craft, that the amount of hours of editing and I did the layout. I pretty well did pretty much everything in the book that you see.
I did the design and did
the whole thing. But
absolutely beautiful. I will let your listeners know here. I got a little information here on Matt. It says it's produced a masterpiece. This might have came from Brandon Butler. From bluebirds to black bears to copperheads to white-tailed deer, from tall grass prairies, vistas atop the Ozark Plateau, to lowland swamps and the depths of clear streams. Do we have any music we can play under this? Just grab something. This is very poetic. And just, you know, I'm kind of tearing up here in my one good eye. He's digging. Stand by. Oh, I know. You weren't ready because you were eating a sandwich. I just think a little music would be nice.
Whose fault is that?
Yeah. Okay. You ready? No, he's working on it. Oh, he's still looking for something. Well, okay, I'm going to go back to Matt Miles has produced the masterpiece, from bluebirds to black bears to copperheads and white-tailed deer, from tall grass prairies to vistas atop the Ozark Plateau to lowland swamps and the depths of clear streams. I'm going to pause and wait for music. Tell us something else about your book while we're waiting for him. Anything comes to mind?
Well, there's some of the spreads have natural history information.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, there's actually some educational, and there's different things in research that I, of course, learn. You're always going to learn, and that's one of the great things about the outdoors. You should never, you know, stop learning.
Okay. Now let's go on. Missouri Wild and Wonderful displays the works of award-winning wildlife photographer Matt Miles. Matt has hiked, kayaked. What kind of music is that? Oh, you're doing the outdoor sounds. Oh, look at you. There it is. There it is. Okay, now we got it. Okay, here we go. Missouri Wild and Wonderful displays the work of award-winning wildlife photographer Matt Miles. Matt has hiked, kayaked, backpacked, snorkeled, and explored virtually every county in Missouri to photograph wild animals and places for more than 20 years. For more information about Matt Miles' photography and to learn more about his new book and to get photos of him eating a breakfast sandwich on Eye in the Outdoors, go to Missouri Wild and Wonderful. Visit www.mattmilesphotography.com. Right,
very,
Matt?
Very well, Ray, and I love the music, Matty.
That is awesome. We should have done that when we did the Mukamuka with Vogelvogler. You need to catalog that. When we bring the Mukamuka back in, do this another ceremony, we need to play that. That's awesome.
Would you like me to send it to you?
Would you please? That's great stuff.
Okay.
I might have to do that behind my next story time.
Oh.
Ooh.
Deep tease.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, and I said earlier about, we're in the middle of Matt's interview, but I got to say this. You're asking about these story times. When I let you guys know that I was going to do a story time about the events doing this radio show, wow. I got a ton of response back because I think some of them remember some of them, Vulgar Vogler, that we talked about, especially the one we talked about with Fat Boy with the dunk, with the Krispy Kreme donuts that time, yeah. All right, anything else comes to mind about the book or anything you want to tell you, listeners why they should maybe purchase this book?
Well, I do believe, and I've heard this from various individuals in the know around the state, that there's really not been another book done like this before. And that seems like an oddity with what we're blessed with in Missouri, but yet various coffee table books in the past have always had the St. Louis Arch with the fireworks and, you know, various state park areas. And so this has no hand of man. There's not a bird sitting on a fence post. You won't see any, you know, high line. It's going to be just the wild and the wonderful.
This,
and
this cover is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. That was a very fortuitous event where I was hiking for about an hour in darkness and came upon an overlook there on the Current River. And just a couple of minutes before the sun broke over, and I was blessed. It was one of those deals that I was really trying to, you know, get some type of a neat fall image, and with the sun popping out, and it was,
and those come and go so quickly, you better capture them.
Really does. And then too, I give a little information about that photo in the book, the fact that about a minute afterwards that sun rose into the clouds and a somber gray filled the sky, and it was gone.
You were done.
The magic light was gone, and for so that was
What size is this book, so they can't see it on the radio? What's
the book's 9x12.
9x12,
and it, of course, hardcover. And so
forward by Joel Vance.
I tell
Joel,
you,
baby.
Joel was very gracious. What a legend. I, you know, grew up in Kansas as a kid, and got copies of the Missouri Conservationist and followed Joel as a young man, and idolized his writing and his humor. And to have him write a foreword for my book is
pretty awesome.
Hard to put in words, but I'm indebted to Joel.
Beautiful book, beautiful pictures, great job on it. Give out your website information because we need to go to break.
MattMilesPhotography.com.
That was easy enough. And the Vogler Vogler was pretty quiet during your interview. That's unheard of as well.
I'm doing good.
Just to be clear, that's Miles, M-I-L-E-S, not M-Y, L-E-S.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for that, yes, sir.
Yeah, just wanted to.
Okay. Why don't you take us in a break while you're at it?